If you're all gathered here trying to find a cure for AIDS or trying to have solution or how we can combat it in African-American community, I think conspiracy theories is one of the ideas that is being overlooked. There's a lot of debate and a lot of issues being discussed about conspiracy theory in among African-American as a whole. And we found out from the popular press, from studies out of RAND Corporation in California, that yes, black people have conspiracy theories. Okay? First of all, I have no financial relationship to disclose. Okay? So, little is known about HIV conspiracy beliefs among HIV positive patients. So, when there's a lot of debate, a lot of video, a lot of media on HIV AIDS theories among African American that are not HIV positive. My reasoning is, let's talk to these people who are actually HIV positive and see if they hold these beliefs. And so we recruited patients that are diagnosed and as HIV positive from HIV clinic in Montgomery, Alabama, and in Dothan, Alabama. So these people have been tested, they've been confirmed HIV positive, and now they are taking treatment. This study examined the beliefs about the origin of HIV AIDS as a generational conspiracy among African Americans and whites living with HIV AIDS. Okay, survey was conducted using a structured questionnaire among 258 African Americans and 97 whites attending a clinic in Alabama that provides medical and social support services to persons living with HIV/AIDS. The survey included a lot of attitudinal factors, but the one we assess here is belief concerning the origin of AIDS as a genocide conspiracy among blacks. HIV is man-made. HIV was produced in the government lab. There are a lot of people that don't believe that HIV is a natural cause. There's a lot of debate about it. So specifically, we're asking these people who are HIV positive, tell us what you think. You think it's man-made? You think it was produced in the government lab? And many others that were addressed, but these are the three we want to look at here. And then the variables that we looked at as a predictor, the gender of the patient, the age of the patient, the educational attainment, the race of the patient, and the marital status. Let's see. Okay. So when we looked at all these, we surveyed them, we gave them the survey, and those who completed the survey, we gave them $15 gift from Walmart. We bought a $15 worth of gift cards from Walmart, so for their effort and time and doing this for us, we gave them the $15. And the adherence nurse in the clinic was the one who directly gave them the questionnaire we're cautious of being confidential. We don't want them to think that we'll be exposing them, because even up till now, people come into the clinic, some of them are coming through the back door. So there is still a lot of stigma in Alabama Black Belt being HIV positive. Okay, we still have a lot of social issues to deal with. And so when we look at the survey, when we collected them back, we started looking at it. African Americans, as compared to whites, believe that HIV is a form of genocide against blacks. And when we look at statistical significance, meaning that finding is meaningful, African Americans were more likely than whites to believe that AIDS is a man-made virus, okay? And then another group that we included later, but beyond this analysis, was the Hispanic. The Hispanic group still believed in the same line with African-American. African-Americans were also more likely to hold the belief that AIDS was produced in the government lab than whites. And all these were statistically significant. Okay, this is at the bivariate level. Okay, so we look at the multivariate, try to run a regression analysis and see if this relationship we're seeing at the bivariate level will hold in the multivariate level. So we continue with regression analysis. Results of the regression analysis indicate that race was the best single predictor of conspiracy beliefs. Education came close to being significant. And when we look at that, those who are less educated, those who have less than high school, were more likely to believe in the conspiracy theories. So, as expected, African American patients were more likely than whites to endorse a conspiracy belief about HIV/AIDS. And some of these patients that I have the privilege to interview, because as I continued to study, the director of the clinic introduced me to them from Tuskegee University and the purpose of my study. So I started interacting with some of them. And some of them that I was talking with, they said, oh, you're from Tuskegee University. Why are you surprised? You know, what is this surprising to you? Don't you hear what they did about Tuskegee syphilis? If they can do that, they can do that to us with HIV/AIDS. Can we imagine that? So what happened long ago, because of that belief, they still have that belief in their mind. And one told me, I don't believe why, if this majority of the nurses here, if they are white, I won't come here. Because I can't entrust my life into their hand. So in 2009 and 2010, we still have all, let me say, there's some of us black people, we don't trust the health system. And those of you who listen to the news, you heard what happened recently. The admission of what happened in another country. Okay? So regression results show that demographic variables explain only 8% of the variation in conspiracy belief. So we have a lot of variables that were not accounted for here. There's much more to be done because only 8%, that means we have 92% that we're not accounting. So we have a lot of work to do to come up with what is happening. But, however, this finding suggests that other predictor variables should be considered in future research. Okay? Significant proportion of African-American patients living with HIV/AIDS endorse conspiracy belief about the origin of HIV/AIDS. This suggests that African-Americans still do not trust the government and the public health system. Public health officials who are gathered here today or throughout this meeting, working against the spread of HIV/AIDS, must demonstrate both openness and sensitivity to the question about conspiracy belief and mistrust prevalent in the African-American communities. Finally, officials in the public health service must develop strategies to dismantle conspiracy belief in order for prevention messages about HIV/AIDS to be effective in the 21st century. So this idea of one model will reduce HIV/AIDS across all, I think, will not hold. We have to use a different strategy among black folks. Thank you.